Welcome to Pop Your Cultural Cherry. My name is Lawin, and I am your host. In this podcast, I'll be talking about my unique perspective on life and culture here in Europe, the good, the bad, the things that you would need to adjust to if you have plans of moving to Europe or you're already living here. Alright, so welcome back everybody to Pop Your Cultural Cherry. Christmas and New Year have just finished last month, and I wanted to talk about how Christmas and New Year's are celebrated here in Germany. I've celebrated Christmas and New Year's twice now, and both times were in a very traditional setting. So in a small village of my girlfriend's parents in Western Germany. And in the Philippines, we're also a Catholic country, so we also celebrate Christmas. But the Christmases couldn't be more different. In the Philippines, Christmas is more of a big occasion wherein your extended family, your friends, your neighbors, everybody's welcome. It's just a big party. That's what my Christmas has always been like. In the Philippines, I actually lived in a compound. So I lived together with my first and second cousins, and together we're around, I don't know, 15 families. Christmas has always been kind of all of these families coming together. Some other families in the Philippines might not have that luxury of living directly beside each other, but normally you find a way to kind of make these Christmases a big family occasion. So maybe you have a grandfather, and then that grandfather would invite all his children and grandchildren. So he's kind of like this patriarch figure, and his whole clan kind of get together during this time. And sometimes even your neighbors, you know, they just get dragged into the whole thing. Often you find people kind of hopping from one house to another. So maybe you go to your neighbor's house, maybe you go to the house of the family of your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your husband or your wife. You go to your own family's place. So typically, that's how you'd celebrate Christmas Eve on the 24th of December. And then on the 25th of December, on Christmas Day. So it's possible that you meet the same family, or maybe you go to the other side of your family. But it's typically still a family get-together. So normally, the 24th and the 25th of December are both non-working public holidays. I believe the concept of Christmas was brought to the Philippines during the Spanish colonial period. This is why we call Christmas Eve actually Noche Buena. And it's one of the rare times that you'll see a lot of Filipino people eating cheese. In general, cheese is not really part of the Filipino culture and diet. But during the Christmas season, it's common that people buy these queso de bola, or like balls of cheese. And it's one of the only times you'll see that. So it's quite interesting. And also, during the Christmas season is when we like to eat roasted pig, what we call lechon. During Christmas Eve, typically lechon and queso de bola are paired with a lot of drinking, a lot of karaoke. And during midnight, you have the opening of the present. So karaoke, drinking, opening the present at 12, and then the drinking continues up until the early morning. In terms of New Year, how it works in the Philippines, nothing really special. We buy tons of fireworks, and it's just very, very noisy, and you know, the streets become kind of chaotic during this time. When I was younger, because we didn't have a lot of control over the sale of fireworks or the production of fireworks, it's quite normal that the next day, you see in the news that a couple of people around the country have lost, you know, parts of their body because of these fireworks. So it's normal to see people lose fingers. So now let's talk about how Christmas and New Year's work in Germany. So I really did not have any expectations of how Christmas and New Year's would work here. I actually thought that I'd get to experience a lot of white Christmases, but that's not actually the case, at least in this part of Germany where I live. So snow during Christmas Day or Christmas Eve has become quite rare. But in terms of celebrating Christmas, I thought it would be kind of similar to how we would do it in the Philippines. But I was wrong. There's a lot of very traditionally German things that you need to observe. And I found it quite cute, actually, quite cool, because a lot of people really follow it. So let's go through a list of things that I found, you know, very interesting in Germany and find different. So you have what's called an Advent calendar. So the Advent calendar is kind of like this calendar wherein you start counting from the 1st of December to the 24th of December. So every day you kind of get a small gift leading up to Christmas. And normally you have one at home. You have an Advent calendar with maybe just chocolate inside or some small gifts. But I was actually also quite amused to find out that in our office, we also had this Advent calendar, and every day someone would open a gift, and this gift was like something that the whole company could share. So maybe it's like, I don't know, some special cookie or whatever. And then people would just share these gifts. So every day up until the 24th, you have the Advent calendar. You also obviously go to church. I think that's normal for all Catholic people during Christmas. The thing about Germany is that there's so much sweets, a lot of like cookies, cakes, and chocolate that's given and or handmade during the season. And actually, there's this one thing I found really interesting is that in Germany, they separate like Santa Claus. Like, there are two Santa Claus, basically. So there's Saint Nicholas, and he comes on the 6th of December. And basically, his role is to fill shoes and socks with chocolate or with candy. Saint Nicholas actually looks even different. So he resembles Santa Claus, like the commercialized Santa Claus that we know from the Coca-Cola commercials. He has the long white beard, long white hair. But imagine if that Santa Claus that we know took a keto diet and lost a lot of weight. So he's quite slim. He's wearing the robe that typically priests wear. And then on the 24th, you have like the Christmas man, or in German, the Weihnachtsmann. And that's the person who gives you the present. And he is the Santa Claus that we know in the rest of the world. Besides Saint Nicholas and the Weihnachtsmann, or the Santa Claus that we know, there's actually another character in German Christmas culture. And he's called Krampus. And he's like this horned demon. He actually looks pretty scary if you look him up. I think he's more popular in the south of Germany. And his role is like the anti-Santa Claus. Actually, from what I read, he's the assistant of Saint Nicholas, and his role is to kind of collect these naughty children. So I think he exists to make sure that the kids behave properly during the rest of the year or during the Christmas season. And so it's quite interesting because I don't think this kind of figure exists in any other culture in the world. In the Philippines, we only have one Santa Claus. Prior to the 24th, Santa Claus already, you know, gives you your present, puts it under the tree. In Germany, apparently, you have two different dates, the 6th of December and the 24th, and you have kind of two different people giving the presents. You also have a lot of special food or drinks that's normally prepared only during the season. I like the fact that they do this because these drinks are all alcoholic drinks. So you have Glühwein. So Glühwein is like mulled wine. This is basically red wine that's heated, but you also add some spices in it. So it's not just wine that's hot, but wine that's hot with some spices, and it tastes very good. Especially if you have it in a Christmas market, then it's quite cold because it's winter, and then you have like this, you have this glass of very hot Glühwein. So that's a really good feeling. You also have egg liquor. That's kind of like probably eggnog, quite strong. And then you have this thing called the Feuer Zangen Bowle. So I've had this once, and it's quite a spectacle. So you have basically rum, glue wine, and some fruits that you mix together and you heat up. So you have that in a pot, and then you have this cone of sugar, is the size of your hand. Pour the rum on the sugar, and then you light it. So what happens is that actually the sugar melts, goes into this concoction that you already have on the pot. Yeah, so basically you have rum, wine, and some fruits, and then you have a lot of sugar, but you actually see it burning in front of you. So that's pretty cool. But let's talk about Christmas itself with the family. So the thing about Germany is that families are quite small. So if I compare an average family in the Philippines versus an average family in Germany, the Filipino family is way bigger. But I found that German Christmases are more about small family gatherings. You don't really meet your extended family, or you do, but not on the Christmas Eve, because they kind of have 3 days of Christmas. So the 24th is Christmas Eve, but I believe that's not a public holiday, but it's assumed that most of the people would take a vacation leave on that day. And then you have the first day of Christmas on the 25th and the second day of Christmas on the 26th. So because you have quite a few days, I think it's quite normal that also people would divide that time to see their extended family. So it doesn't get super crazy. It's just kind of very solemn, very close, but also pretty interesting. So you have normally for dinner on Christmas Eve, you have raclette or fondue. So you have basically cheese, you have meat. And then one of the things I found most interesting is that in Germany, you get to buy your own Christmas tree, like an actual tree. And you get to go to like a farmer. I guess he's called a farmer. And then he chops off a Christmas tree that you pick, and then you bring it back home, and then you set it up In the Philippines, obviously, we don't have Christmas trees because we're a tropical island. So we have like plastic Christmas trees. So here you actually get to pick the tree. So I found that really, really cool. That was an interesting experience. Yeah, in terms of cakes, sweets, chocolates, like Germany just has so much people just baking cakes, making cookies. So that's one thing that I found quite interesting here, that there's this real emphasis for stuffing yourself with sweet stuff. And the Philippines is just savory food, but here it's more of like the sweet food. So yeah, besides that, I think the best experience during Christmas in Germany is actually going to Christmas markets. So the thing is, every city, every village has its own maybe small Christmas market. Obviously, bigger cities have really huge ones, and they're all pretty awesome. So you get to have street food, you get to have the special stuff that they only prepare during Christmas time. They also sell some stuff like some small trinkets. There might even be some rides. Some Christmas markets have a Ferris wheel. Some Christmas markets have an ice skating ring. But in general, you see a lot of people with Glühwein huddled up in the cold. A lot of people just talking. And it's just a really, really nice atmosphere. And you really feel the Christmas spirit. Everyone's smiling, everything's kind of decorated. If you get to visit, you know, maybe some different cities, you get to see something different. So every city has its own kind of feel. I've been to a few Christmas markets. I'm lucky that I live in Aachen because the Christmas market here is quite renowned. On the internet, it's always voted as like top 10 best Christmas markets in Germany. And there's also a nice Christmas market in the town of Monschau, which isn't so far. There are nice Christmas markets within the area, but if you have the time, visit other Christmas markets and just, you know, see something new. I think the food will always be kind of similar, but you'll obviously have some variety. So Christmas markets usually start in the end of November, and they actually close right before Christmas. And in general, they are not open so late. So I think typically a Christmas market would open late morning and close around 9 or 10 in the evening. If you're interested to see what Christmas is like in Germany, there's actually a movie right now on Netflix called Über Weihnachten, which in English translates to About Christmas. And it's actually based in a city not so far from here. I mentioned it earlier. It's a city called Monschau in the Eiffel Forest. So it's kind of like this mountainous region, also in the border area. And they have a really, really nice Christmas market there. Some old, beautiful structures, and I think even a castle and some fortifications. The series is only 3 episodes. It really shows you what Christmas is like in a small town in Germany. So these traditions that I mentioned earlier, you kind of get to see some of them in this mini series. So yeah, check it out if you have time. Let's talk about New Year's in Germany. So New Year's in Germany, I found it a bit quiet. It's also quite a solemn experience. It's a solemn event. Kind of celebrate with your immediate family. There's not so many fireworks. I think there's also a strong control of the government on the use and the sale of fireworks. It's not also that cheap. So if you want, you know, to spend, I guess it's possible, but most people would not spend that much on fireworks, is my assumption. And then funny thing is that you eat Berliner. So Berliner is like this donut, which is covered in sugar with kind of like some filling inside. So this is something that people apparently eat during New Year's, which is something that's also available the whole year in your bakery or in your grocery. So I found it quite interesting that people, you know, eat this Berliner, and then you watch TV to see the countdown that's happening. I don't know, maybe in Berlin or in Munich. I think that's kind of like the setup for New Year's. But people don't go crazy, and I think people just sleep afterwards. But in the Philippines, it's like play with a lot of fireworks, go crazy drinking with cousins. Sometimes you even go clubbing after the countdown. Just very different. I think Christmas and New Year's in Germany are more solemn, more immediate family. But the thing is, they uphold a lot of traditions that I really like. One of the things I want to try, though, probably in the next New Year I'm here in Europe, is that I want to go to the Netherlands and do the New Year's dive. So this is one thing I heard, that in the Netherlands, normally in The Hague, in the beach in The Hague, and swim. To take this New Year's dive means to like go into the North Sea, into the cold water in winter, January 1. And that's something that I would actually want. So yeah, so that's been this episode of Popular Culture Cherry. I kind of shared my thoughts on Christmas and New Year while it was still fresh, because it just happened last month. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for more. Thank you for listening to Popular Cultural Cherry. You can listen to Popular Cultural Cherry on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or other podcast apps or websites. If you want to stay updated with the podcast, follow us on Instagram, and don't forget to like our Facebook page.